Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Subbalakshmi, the conference moderator for your call today. We welcome you to the post-results conference call of Cadila Healthcare Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman Managing Director from Cadila Healthcare Limited. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our post-result teleconference for the second quarter of financial year 09. First of all, I will take you through the broad financial numbers. During the quarter, on a consolidated basis, our total operating income were up by 22% year-on-year to 7,410 million rupees from 6,097 million rupees last year. This growth was mainly driven by 13% growth in domestic formulation business, 28% growth in US and 27% growth in French business, 100% growth in exports in the emerging markets, and with inclusion of our acquisitions of Similar SA in South Africa, 31% growth in the consumer business and 58% growth in the API business. The margin was up by 16% year-on-year from 1317 million to 1524 million rupees. The PBDIT margin as percentage to operating income were down by 1% to 20.6% against 21.6% last year, mainly on account of mark-to-market loss on export receivable coverage and other trade ERF aggregating to 272 million rupees. Operating profit before tax, excluding the exceptional items and exchange rate change on the forex loan, was up by 23% year-on-year to 1,166 million rupees from 945 million last year. Net profit of operation, excluding exceptional items and exchange rate change on the forex loans, were up by 33% year-on-year to 1,080 million rupees from 815 million last year. The average fluctuation, the adverse fluctuation on conversion of foreign debt, forex debt particularly, the loss was 13 million against a gain of 10 million last year, restricted our PAT growth to 19%, which was up to 949 million from 801 million last year. In line, the EPS grew by 19% to 7.55 rupees from 6.38 rupees last year. During the quarter, the domestic formulation business posted a healthy growth of 13% with launch of 24 new products, including line extension with 8 products for the first time in India. The US business registered another quarter of a strong performance, posted a sale of 798 million, up by 28% year-on-year, and a bottom line before development expenses and after minority interest was 166 million, up by 56%. The French business has also contributed a robust performance in the sale, with the sales of 464 million, up by 27% year-on-year. We received two more ANDA approvals from US FDA during the quarter, taking our total approval to 40 products. We also received 6 more approvals for the French market, taking our cumulative approvals for 21. The exports to emerging markets grew by healthy 101% and posted a sale of 481 million rupees. Our recently acquired Similar Pharma South Africa posted a sale of 112 million rupees. Brazil market, branded and generic, registered a sales of 402 million, again up by 23% on like-to-like basis. Anvisa Brazil inspected the Moraya facility during the last quarter, and that was completed successfully without any adverse comments. The consumer business continued a robust product performance with healthy growth of 31%, consisting of consumer business, Sugar Free Plus Everyuth posting 33% growth and Nutralite registering 28% growth. The API business, other than our Nicomed JV, also registered a 58% growth with export posting 74% growth. We entered during the quarter an agreement with WHO to develop next generation biologicals to fight rabies. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. You may address questions on domestic market, non-regulated market, and regulated market to me, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel, our CFO. Over to the coordinator for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have a first question coming from Ms. Neha from Angel Broking.
Good evening, sir. I have a few questions on your consumer division. If you could please give me the sales and PAT breakup across sugar-free, Everyuth and Nutrilite for the quarter.
We don't have the breakup available with us now, but I will request Vishal to send you through email.
Alright. So another question was that you're basically hiving off the sugar-free and Everyuth brand into Carnation Nutra. So how do you see that entity progressing and what is your long-term vision for that company?
We would make a special announcement once the Carnation completes the acquisition of sugar-free and Everyuth brand, and we would come back to you once the scheme is approved by the High Court, which we expect it to happen very soon.
Alright, so just one last question. If you could give me a figure on the market size that you see for sugar-free and Everyuth as well as for Nutrilite, and what is the scalability of these products?
Again, I will suggest that I will answer all those questions after the High Court approves the scheme. We will have a separate call arranged, wherein we will talk about this, and also we will give you that time complete vision and our future plan for this business.
All right.
We're waiting for the High Court approval, and once that happens, we will talk about it.
And so that is expected when?
We expect in the next few weeks.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Neha. We have a next question coming from Mr. Puneet from MC Advisors.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations for good set of numbers. I would like to know about the domestic formulation. Like in last quarter, your domestic formulation grew by 5%, and in this quarter it's around 12.9%. So, like your guidance is around 15% for the full year, so will it be achievable or not?
It will be definitely achievable. Next quarter you will see even more growth than growth. This quarter the growth is about 13%. Next quarter we expect the growth to be higher than this, and for the whole year we will achieve the numbers.
Okay. Then my next question is on what are your capex plans for this year?
About 150 crore rupees.
Okay. And what is the cash balance you have and what is the debt?
Debt is about 1100 crores, to be very precise, 1077 crores.
Okay.
And cash is about 35 crores.
Okay. And what is your revenue from...
Cash is 330 crores in consolidated release.
How much? 330 crores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, then you can say is 745 crores.
Okay. And what's your sales from Altana joint venture?
Sales from Altana joint venture this quarter was 320 million rupees. 52 crores.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Puneet. For any further questions, participants may please press star and one. We have a next question coming from Mr. Shah from JM Financial.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Jason. I just had a few questions. Starting off with your formulation business, you've been saying that you've been launching about 20 products every year. This quarter also your comment said that you've launched 24 products and 8 products were launched for the first time. Despite such a rapid introduction of products, and I presume, if I recollect right, there was some expansion of field force in the first quarter which you highlighted. So why, is there any reason why the growth rate is still 13% and not higher?
See, I think we basically done the expansion on the first quarter. So it doesn't happen that overnight the new person comes in and starts producing results. It takes time before he establishes himself in the market, knows the market, customers and all that. So it's gradually built up. So we clearly see that this quarter the growth was 13%. Next quarter you will see clearly growth will be close to 20%. and as an annual growth, what we projected is definitely going to be achieved. So we don't have any doubt about our growth. We would be having a very robust growth for the year, whole year for our domestic formulation business.
Plus, Jason, this includes brand extension also. So maybe some brand extension will eat away in the old brand because the combination is there, etc. So that also has to be taken into consideration.
Right. Are you seeing any slowdown or in any of the categories, or are all categories going equally?
Yeah, no, this year the market looks good. It's going very well. In fact, Jason, you should understand, this year's numbers are not comparable to last year for the reason that, you know, there was a significant reduction in excise duty.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, actually the price come down. So actually our growth will be approximately 4% higher than what we have reported because there is an impact of reduction in sales prices because of excise duty reduction.
Sure. Right.
So you understand that. So actually the growth is even higher, and I think we don't see at this moment the market looks very very good. In fact, even generally, you know, after the monsoon is over, there is a kind of a peak of the market start tapering down, but we don't see that yet happening.
So you've seen there is a lot of buoyancy in the market.
What we see in the demand, there is a very good demand in the market.
Right. And would you like to highlight some products which have done well, the recent launches?
I think I can mention about Nucoxia, which is a product we launched for arthritic segment. It's been doing very well. We also launched another product in the area of pain management, which is Nucoxia MR, which also is clocking very good business. We entered into a line extension of Pantoprazole, which is also doing very well. We launched a new drug called Sinetapride, which is a prokinetic drug. We have also a very good response for this drug. We have several of the new products being launched, which is first time in India, and we expect a very good sale coming out of it. We first time launched Doxophylline, and now Doxophylline once a day drug delivery product, which also is getting very good response in the market. So there are a few examples I give you. I don't have the whole list in front of me,
right.
So I give you, but offline if you want, I can give you more information.
Sure. And, you know, you expanded the field force by 350 people in the first quarter, was it more?
Yeah, overall as a company, we expanded the field force by about 350 people, yeah.
Okay, second thing is on the API business, you see that there's a remarkable increase on a YOY basis. What's really driving this growth, and what do you think will...
Basically, our sales to the regulatory markets are improving,
mm-hmm.
So that is giving us impact. Because of the shortages all over with the Chinese, prices going up for imports, and also because the oil prices, the solvents, etc. going up, we also could see some price increase in the selling prices of some APIs. So combined with that, our own effort in both US and Europe with other customers has resulted into the high growth.
By any particular markets or any particular products which have done?
I think it is basically both, it's all around, but mostly in US and Europe.
Right, okay. So, any new products that you've introduced in that segment which you expect to particularly pick up?
API segment?
Yeah.
I cannot mention a specific product at this moment which we have introduced now, but you know, we have filed a number of DMS now. DMS are more than 60 DMS we already have, and these DMS have now started yielding results into developed markets both in Europe and US, and I think that is what is doing it. We expect a good business to come in once there is a clopidogrel opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and we expect that on the clopidogrel we have a patented situation,
mm-hmm.
with respect to the clopidogrel methylate salt,
right.
And there we expect a good sales number to come in the next year.
Okay. And then moving to contract manufacturing, if you can just give us some idea about, you know, what's the progress over there.
Contract manufacturing, there is a continuous progress, and the sales for the quarter for contract manufacturing income, apart from the joint ventures, was 5.6 crore rupees.
Right, and...
So the contract manufacturing income is booked in joint ventures.
Sure. And the profits in Altana were how much for this quarter?
The profit for the quarter was 227 million rupees.
Okay. And for US, you said US actually you mentioned 168. Is that the right number?
166 is before the product development charge made by Cadila India.
Sorry, what is the number I missed?
The profit was 166 million rupees.
Okay, 166.
And that is before the product development cost.
R&D, okay. And what about the French subsidiary?
French subsidiary clocked a sale of
64
million and the profit was 30 million.
Okay, thank you. I think I'll just step back in with you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question coming from Mr. Kartik Mehta from MS Global.
Yeah, yes. If you can share with the breakup of the 745 crores of net debt in terms of rupee and non-rupee, that is one. And can you have an update on the JV with Hospira main? Thanks.
As far as the debt is concerned, Vishal will provide you offline the information.
Okay.
As far as JV Hospira is concerned, we just concluded our inspection of the facility last week. We expect the approval formally be in our hands this quarter, and we see positively a commercial sales happening by next quarter.
So by Q4, you're saying there will be some...
Or we'll have definitely sales coming from Zydus Hospira.
Okay, and what should be the tax rate that we should take for the entire year, sir? On a consolidated basis?
About 10 to 11%.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. We have a next question coming from Rohita Sharma from Enam Securities.
Hi, just a couple of questions. If you could just give us a breakup of your other expenses what was the R&D cost for the quarter? And apart from that, if you could also repeat the sales that you recorded for Brazil and rest of the world.
Sure.
The other expenses of 2,632 million includes manufacturing expenses of 409 million rupees. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
102 rupees R&D excluding salary.
Okay.
717 rupees of admin expenses.
Fine.
And marketing S&D expenses of around 1,300 million rupees.
Okay, fine. And what did you say for R&D?
R&D is 102 excluding salary. Total is?
Yes. Total R&D would be how much?
328 million rupees.
328. Okay, thanks. And could you give us the sales for Japan, Brazil for the quarter?
Brazil, the total sales, branded plus generic was 402 million rupees.
Okay.
And for Japan, the sales was 41 million rupees.
Okay. And the rest of the world?
Rest of the world, the total sales was... ...369 million rupees.
Okay. And yeah, another question, what is the reason that your other expenses have actually increased during the quarter?
Yeah, I think the foreign exchange loss of about 27 crores has been recorded as other expenses.
Okay, and what was the number in the corresponding quarter?
One second. Corresponding quarter, there was a gain of 5 million.
Five million. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rohita. We have a next question coming from Mr. Krishna from Capital Market.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, can you explain the reason why other operating income from operation has decreased?
Last quarter there was a gain on account of foreign exchange fluctuation of around 14 crore rupees. Hello?
Okay.
And this year there is a loss of around 27 crore rupees. So that gain has also come down from other income to expenses.
Okay. Sir,
excluding that foreign exchange gain, which was reported last year, last quarter,
okay.
In all front, other front, there is a gain.
The last quarter it is 1.87 crores and this quarter is 3.08, right?
Yeah. See, I'll give you the complete breakup of last quarter and this quarter.
Yeah.
Export incentive, quarter one was 19 million.
Okay.
This quarter it was 21 million rupees.
Okay.
The processing income other than the contract manufacturing was 46. It is about same.
Okay.
Right? The global contract manufacturing income from 47 million to 56 million.
Global cost is 46 to 56, right?
47 to 56, yes.
47 to 56, okay.
And exchange rate fluctuation was 156 million rupees.
Okay.
It is now negated from current quarter income because it has to be deducted from other income and reported as other expense now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Sir, any guidance for this final year, fiscal year?
As such, we don't. We have no process of giving guidance.
Okay. How many products launch in this quarter?
This quarter we launched 20 new products.
In the domestic market.
28 new products.
28.
Okay. That's all, sir. Thank you.
Sorry, 20. It is 24.
24. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krishna. We have a next question coming from Mr. Arvind from Merrill Lynch.
Hi, I just wanted detail of, you know, the forex loans in your books. You said you have total loan of close to 750 crore, right?
Yeah.
Can you break that into forex denominated and Indian currency denominated?
Should we give you offline because it's going to take some time before we can give it.
Okay. And can
you can be in touch with Vishal and Vishal will provide you the information.
Sure. Can you just provide me with the fully diluted number of shares? I mean, post the change of restructuring, what would be the tentative number of shares?
Sure, we will provide you that information as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Arvin. We have a next question coming from Mr. KC Suri from Sun Capital.
Yeah, could you please repeat the revenue and profit numbers from your Nycomed JV?
Revenue was 320 million rupees.
Okay.
And the profit after tax was 227 million rupees.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Suri. We have a next question coming from Mr. Puneet from MP Advisors.
Yeah, hi, this is Nimish Mehta from MP Advisors. I just wanted to know what is the outlook of the market for rabies vaccines that you are likely to cater to the through the WHO. If you can give us some color and when do you see sales coming through?
Well, the first part of getting the rabies vaccine in different world markets was basically getting a WHO pre-qualification, which we achieved recently. And our vaccine is now approved. It's the only second vaccine in the world which is approved by WHO. So we expect the WHO, UNESCO, and EU agency requirements coming to us. Also some government approaches. We already are seeing some visibility. It is too premature for me to give you the actual numbers, what we see, but we see a lot of interest from number of agencies and we intend to basically aggressively follow up. By next quarter, we'll have clarity exactly what kind of potential we see for rabies vaccine into international market.
Right. So you said you are the second, you are the second company to have got a WHO. So the first one is the innovator itself. So
correct. There are only two companies approved by WHO for rabies vaccine.
Okay.
One of them is us and other one is innovator.
And what could be their current sales to WHO as of now?
I have no idea.
Any contract number as to 100?
I don't have the number, so I don't want to give give you a number without...
Okay. Fine. My other two small questions. One is about the MTM loss that you mentioned about 27 crores. Is this for the forward cover that you have taken?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And at what rate have you hedged your sales?
Around 41.5.
Okay. Fine. Thanks a lot.
And we have covered for the current year till December.
Okay.
Next year we have next calendar year we have not covered large sum.
We have not covered large sum.
Only this year we have covered up to 80% of our export proceeds, but next year we have not covered so much.
can we say that you foresee the rate to be attractive in favor of exporters? So that's the reason why you're not covering?
That's the reason why we did not cover here.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pune. We have a next question coming from Mr. Prasad Naya from Citigroup.
Hi, this is Akshay here. Can you just tell me what the short-term loans are? I mean, the loans which are payable within next 1 year?
We'll have to give you offline
this. Okay. Can you also give me the revenue and profit figures for France, US, Brazil, and Japan? I just missed
out. Sure.
France, the sales was 464 million rupees.
Okay.
Profit was 30 million rupees.
US?
US was 798 million rupees sales.
And 166.
No, 798.
Yeah.
166 is the profit before developmental expenses.
Brazil and Japan?
Brazil, 402 million for the sales and 4 million was the profit.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan was 41 million rupees sales and 25 million rupees loss.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nair. We have a next question coming from Sir Ronak from Value Assist.
Hello. Hello.
It's
yes. So you have held the... How much have you registered? 41.5?
Approximately, for the whole year, it was 51% of our total export.
51% of your total?
Sorry, 80% of our ECM. So it comes to approximately 40 million USD for this year, up to December.
40 million USD at 41.5.
41.3.
41.3. So your capex plan for FY this year is 150 crores, right?
Yes.
How much have you already spent?
So far we have spent approximately 110 crores.
120 crores.
And
so you have launched 24 new products. Can you
name some? We can give you offline the details. I don't have in front of me the whole list, but somebody else asked the question and I gave some names.
How's the sales of these products?
They've been doing very well. We can provide you some of these products sales data.
Offline you will provide?
Offline we'll provide. Vishal will provide you offline data. Yeah.
You can send your email to Vishal.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ronak. We have a next question coming from Mr. Rahul Sharma from Parvi Brothers.
Rahul, I just wanted to, you mentioned that we did a forex loss of 27 crores for the quarter, and it is included in other expenses. How much we had, have we included any loss in the other income from operations?
Actually, in operations there was loss, so it has been included in other expenses.
Okay, okay. But the there is no foreign exchange hit on the other income from operations.
See, Rahul.
No.
Rahul.
Yeah.
Last quarter we had reported gain of 14 crore.
Right.
YTD, that is 46 months, there was a loss of 37 crore.
Okay.
Offset both the items, this year, this quarter, that 14 crore has been negated from other income. And balance 13 crore have been reported as other expenses.
Okay. So 13 crores is added to other expenses basically. In the quarter, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma. We have the next question coming from Mr. Karthik Mehta from MS Global.
Yeah, hi. Just one thing was, if you can provide some outlook on the JV with Altana for Protonics. For the first half, we seem to have done about 60 crores as against 37, which was there in the same period last year. Do you think there will be any slowdown expected once we expect some more competition from one more player by the end of this quarter, that is Q3 FY09, or are we in line with the guidance that FY09 sales of the JV will be the same as FY08? Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have very clear clarity. good demand in all the markets for the product, and as a result, we are able to supply large quantity of the material to our partners. And that the forecast is clearly, we are confident about what we have given you guidance as far as our JV is concerned. We also see a good visibility also for the next year.
So is it fair to assume that FY09 sales will be almost the same as FY08 sales for this JV?
Yeah, it will be same as FY08, maybe a little higher. Mm-hmm. And even the next year, we expect to continue the same way.
Yeah, and just one thing on the French operations. Is there some additional product launch expenses that we have incurred? Because the profitability seems to have been a bit lower on a Q-on-Q basis also. Like we made about 68 million profit on a sale of about 458 in Q1 FY09, and now it's about 30 on a sale of about 464. So is there any expenditure we are incurring for some products which we launch, or is there competition related?
Karthik?
Yeah.
See, in the first quarter, we had reported some write-back of impairment on intangibles.
Okay.
Which is not there this year. This, the depreciation charge is normal. That was one part. Another thing is that in the first quarter, the conversion of euro into rupee, for the purpose of consolidating the French operations with Cadila.
Okay.
Right, the conversion had resulted into gain because the March rate, the June rate was higher than March rate.
Okay.
Right. Now, the difference between September rate and June rate is normal.
Okay.
Right, so there is no such gain for this quarter.
Okay.
Third thing is that we are expecting higher sales in the next quarter because as such, the October-December quarter is the highest sale quarter for the French operation. So we have provided for some extra marketing expenses this quarter.
Okay.
These three factors basically contributing to a lower profit of French operations compared to first quarter.
Thanks. And if you can also share how many site transfers do we have now?
We have, cumulatively we have 42 site transfers filed with the French regulatory authority, of which 40 are approved.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. To ask any further questions, participants are requested to press star and 1. For any further questions, participants may please press star and 1. We have a next question coming from Mr. Shah from JM Financial.
Yeah, just a quick one. How many ANDAs have been filed in this quarter?
This quarter we filed three ANDAs.
And, you know, on a sequential basis, we have seen that the U.S. sales are almost flat. So what's the outlook on this business? Let's say,
seen a couple of new products this quarter, and we expect a good sales in the process.
Next year, is there any guidance that you've given already?
We expect next year to sale to cross 100 million.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question coming from Mr. Dipesh Doshi.
Sir, can you tell me the breakup of API sales between domestic and export?
I don't have the data with me, but Vishal will provide you the information.
Okay. Coming to API again, can you tell me the growth on QOQ basis?
Yeah.
API business?
Yes, sir.
56%.
On QOQ?
Yeah. Compared to last year, same quarter.
Yeah. And how about this quarter 1 to quarter 2?
Quarter 1 to quarter 2, the growth is...
It is about 15%.
Okay. So what was in volume terms?
Amount.
In absolute amount, it was 102 crore this year.
Right.
This, quarter 2.
Yeah.
Last year, current year, quarter 1 was 90 crore.
Correct. So how much in terms of volume?
Quantity.
We don't have the data, sorry. We don't have the data.
And so what was the inventory in case of API raw material as of 30th September?
Can you provide this data offline?
Sure, sir.
We can provide you all the information.
Sure, sir.
Don't have it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Doshi. For any further questions, participants are requested to press star and one. To ask a question, participants may please press star and one. We have a next question coming from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Thanks for taking my question. Good evening, everyone. So my question is on the hospital joint venture, just to take it up from my colleague's question. How many products are we planning to, you know, start with the first batch going in phase from, as you mentioned, Q4, just to get some idea on...
We expect 3 products to begin in the next quarter.
Approximately 3 products. And so the contract manufacturing business, apart from the joint venture, how many such contracts have been added in? So cumulatively in the first half, what is the figure that we're seeing as of date?
I mean, Vishal will provide you. I don't have that information with me, but Vishal will provide you the number.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question coming from Mr. Ashish from Mumbai.
Sir, just wanted to understand whether as a generics player, do you see any significant obstacles in entering into the contract manufacturing business?
It what?
In terms of resistance from the customer, since you're also a generics player.
No, we don't see that problem. The innovators are becoming generic company now.
Okay, so essentially once upon a time, the pure contract manufacturing companies used to claim this as a advantage, saying that, you know, a Pfizer or a Merck would hesitate to work with a generics company from India because of the patent issues and because you're battling them in courts all over the place.
You read this now every day that all the innovator companies want to enter the generic space.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ashish. For any further questions, participants may please press star and one. We have a next question coming from Ms. Vimi Jain from Crystal.
Sir, I wanted to ask you, after the recent restructuring exercise, what are the estimated outstanding shares would be there in Cadila Healthcare on a consolidated basis?
We have the data. The restructuring is not yet completed. It is subject to High Court approval.
Okay.
But we can give, if we do have the number.
Yeah.
If we have the number, we'll give you now, or we can send you. Is it okay if we can send you this, because we don't have the number with us?
Okay.
Actual number. So we'll send you the information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Are you from Chrysin?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll send you the information.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shin. For any further questions, participants, please press star and one. To ask a question, participants may please press star and one. For any questions, participants are requested to press star and one. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference over to Mr. Patel.
Thank you for joining for the conference. I wish you all happy Diwali and see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation for using Tata Indicom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a great day.